It's the Darren Copeland Experience. Weeknights, 8 to 10.
Yo! Yo. Santi Pan for la marca! Insuperable!
He dropped it! Oh, he dropped it! Oh, he dropped it! Fiesta Friday, welcome! Buenos dias, mis amigos! Bienvenido al programa. Little verb problem right there.
Yes.
So the Rockies are losing. Oh no! They'll have lost. They lose today. They'll have lost 4 out of 5. Bwah.
Bwah.
Bwah. Bwah. Ha ha.
Team Broncos.
Comes down to this. What type of quarterback would you rather have? I mean, this is what I think is so funny. Because do you want Joe Montana? Guy who seems to make all the right plays, seems to have some moxie, doesn't necessarily have all the same tools as some of the other quarterbacks, but seems to be able to put the ball in the right place. Or do you want John Elway? A guy who's, you know, hugely talented. Did you realize that when John Elway was minor league baseball player after college, when he was the Yankees, he was at Oneonta and he threw a ball out standing on home plate.
Out of the stadium?
Out.
Oh, wow.
Out. Not out of the stadium, but out of the ballpark. Yeah, out of the yard.
I mean, I mean, like a home run.
If he threw it out of the stadium, it'd be like, oh, my God, Superman. We were wondering where you were.
Oh.
But, see, there were all sorts of questions, not about, like, whether or not John Elway could pick up the offense, but he just throws the ball too hard all the time. He wants to run it. He doesn't want to stand in the pocket and go through his reads. He wants to run the ball. All of this stuff was being said by reporters covering the Broncos at the time. And that's basically what you have. You have a competition between Joe Montana and John Elway. Which one do you want?
John Elway.
Are you sure?
I don't know. Joe Montana does have 4 Super Bowls.
He does have 4 Super Bowls.
Wins.
And he won the greatest game I've ever seen between those two players when he played for Kansas City.
That's true.
I was at the Paramount Theater when that game, and it was a game where Joe Montana was then with the Kansas City Chiefs. And it was at Mile High Stadium. And John Elway leads the Broncos down the field. And with about 40 seconds or maybe a minute left to go in the game, scores a touchdown to send him ahead. So Joe Montana says, okay, well, let me see what I can do with a minute left to go in the game, and takes him down the other way.
Oh, you can do that? I can do this better.
Yes, and scores the winning touchdown with no time left. It was disappointing, but it was a fabulous, fabulous, fabulous game.
Triple by Blackman.
It always it's so funny because when I'm here in the studio, for those who don't know.
It's reverse.
I know. I feel like, why is he running back to home plate?
No!
Did he steal?
Well, I mean, I actually rewind it, so that's why.
Nice. You know, so that's what we all got to worry about is, you know, which kind of quarterback do you want? Are you sure you want John Elway? Are you sure you want
Joe Montana? John Elway because, I mean, I grew up here. Grew up watching John.
Of course, you grew up watching John lose a lot in the NFC in the AFC Championship games.
Yeah, and Super Bowls.
Oh. It hurt.
I can remember my grandpa yelling at the TV so loud. Ugh. And I wasn't a football fan yet, but I mean, I loved watching the games with my grandpa. And I remember I think it was the second Super Bowl.
Uh-huh.
I was playing a card game by myself, solitaire. And I yelled at my grandpa for being so noisy.
Why are you so noisy? Because the Broncos are getting beaten. Now yeah. Go to your room.
And I think that's when I became a Broncos fan.
Right then.
Strangely, right then.
Sure it wasn't the orange? The bright orange?
Might have been the bright orange. The blue. Orange and blue. Yeah.
You know, it's just so interesting because you don't even need to, like, ever be in a ballpark or ever need to be in a stadium to become a fan of a team or to participate even anymore, you know? There's people who have never seen a Broncos game live. I mean, lots of people have never seen a Broncos game live, but just are lifelong fans because whatever. And so they live in who knows where, not near here.
Well, yeah, you got that region because you got Wyoming with no team.
Yep.
Montana.
Yep.
South Dakota, North Dakota. I almost said Kansas, but that's not right. Nebraska. But
they're making those stupid hats. The Rockies are.
Oh, yeah, no, I saw that for...
And I get it. Like, I get it, but I'm not happy.
Is that tomorrow's game, right?
I don't know. I won't be...
Yeah, tomorrow's game, I think you had to, like, call them and buy a certain package, and you get that red hat.
The Nebraskage. The Nebraska package, that's what it is.
I liked it when they did
it's terrible. I mean, I get it, and I applaud the Rockies for reaching out to our neighbors to the east.
Well, I liked when they did the colleges. They did a CU one, a Wyoming one, Rams one, and then the Air Force one.
Mm-hmm.
They did that last year. I thought that was cool. But this one, I think it might be pushing it a little bit.
Oh, my God. So I got a couple running stories that I was really
running
kinda, yeah, running. This is
like
so
you
funny.
Were running?
No, I was not running.
Okay. You were running away from something?
No, I was things were running through my mind. I was running on empty. I was running on my battery when I was looking at the computer.
All right, go.
Do you want running story number one or running story number two?
Let's go number two.
Okay, running number two. So this is, this takes place, this story, in Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
Yep. So a Philadelphia teenager's family says he accidentally ran all 26 miles of the Philadelphia Marathon because he missed a turn on his half marathon course. So Mr. Guy.
Oh, man.
Evan Megulas.
Megulas.
You know, was going to just do the half marathon, the half Philly. I'll have the half Philly, not the full half, Philly. Yeah.
Hold
his family was waiting for him, and they couldn't find him. He didn't show up.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So they sent the police out to look for him.
Oh, no.
Finally, they said, okay, well, we found him.
Yeah.
And he's like, I feel pretty good. I'm just going to finish. Might as well.
Let's just keep going.
I'm going to keep going.
Follow me.
And he finished.
Follow me. I know where I'm going.
No kidding. And he completed the marathon.
Did he win?
He did not win. His time was 5 hours, 23 minutes, and 11 seconds, okay. which is faster than I would probably do it.
I'd be like 10, maybe 12, 24 maybe.
A couple days.
Yeah.
I'd be like that if that Geico commercial where the
stuntman
cheats death.
Yes. Yeah. Just take a cab to the finish line.
So that's the problem with like some of these marathons is – and I blame the Philadelphia Marathon for this, by the way, is you have people who are running 13 miles is the short distance. And it's not clear how to get off and go on the half marathon as opposed to the full one. Was it just like, oh my goodness, he got off at the wrong exit. Next exit, 13 miles.
No! It's like, oh, man.
Come on. People could die. If all of a sudden I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm going to run a half mile or a half marathon, and then all of a sudden there's not a good exit.
Yeah.
And the next thing I know, I'm looking at my watch, and it says I'm on the 20-mile mark.
Bam.
Yep. And then all of a sudden, coronary.
I thought this was a different song.
Oh, that's fine. Would you like to hear the other story before we do it?
We got about 40 seconds, so shoot.
Okay, well, I actually have two more.
Oh.
Yep.
So let's save those for after the break, then.
Okay, can you believe we're doing a lot of running? Maybe we should do some running song.
Running?
Is there a running
song? Running Man?
Maybe.
What's the theme from Running Man?
Probably some 80s like wah 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 wah.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back.